fees reduction must not mean cuts. Tom Green, Birmingham socialist students. Potential reductions in university tuition fees are in the pipeline after the government has revealed its intent to mitigate the effects of unpaid student loans. Among policies proposed in the 2019 AUGA review into higher education funding were an initial reduction of fees to £7,500 and the lowering of the income threshold at which graduates would begin to repay their loans. A reduction of fees could be seen by some as a victory for students. However, without additional funding from government, the slashing of fees could result in universities implementing further austerity to make up for lost revenue. Industrial action by the University and College Union has already taken place in response to cuts and redundancies at Liverpool University and elsewhere. A reduction in tuition fees could only deepen the crisis that universities are facing, unless an end to all cuts is guaranteed. The least that is necessary is to ensure that, in the instance of a reduction in tuition fees, no redundancies will be made, and no reduction in capacity of vital services will be implemented. In an education system like ours, where institutions are run as if they are businesses, bosses will make cuts to staff and vital well-being services before guaranteeing job security. The only way to fight against austerity in education is to build a broad movement in support of a program demanding free higher education for all under a publicly owned, democratically controlled funding model, a permanent end to cuts in the education sector, and high-quality student housing for all students.